Aquaculture is a culture of fish in a similar way as we culture terrestrial species. We then culture fish in captivity. We breed them in captivity. We have sort of control of the reproductive cycle. We feed them with prepared feeds. There are then different types of aquaculture, depending on how intensive it is. And there are always being developed new ideas and approaches. And aquaculture is actually, or has been for the last few decades, the fastest growing food sector.
And based on what's been going on then, why the need for aquaculture?
Well, in a world where you have almost a billion which is going hungry every day, and another billion which suffers from malnutrition, and the third billion that suffers from obesity, then the food products from fish are extremely important, both as a source of quality protein, but also because of the omega-3 fatty acids, which basically our brain is made of, and the various micronutrients. There are actually some that maintain that the Homo sapiens didn't really start to evolve as a species that could think rationally until they started eating fish. Apart from that, over half the world's population get about 15% of their protein intake from fish.
How much of an impact does aquaculture have on countering the depletion of fish stocks from the oceans?
We have been doing estimates on this. And when we look into the future, we don't expect to get any sort of major new input from capture fisheries. And when you look to 2050, when we expect the population to exceed 9 billion, then we can see by both the population increase, but also in the growth of the middle classes, particularly in Asia, where there is a very strong tradition for fish consumption, then we can foresee that the demand for fish will increase. At the present, the demand is approaching 20 kilo per capita per annum. And if we are supposed to maintain that, we could possibly face a gap of 50 billion tons a year in 2050. And we believe that the only way to bridge this gap is from aquaculture. And then we have to slightly exceed the growth rate that we have been seeing in the last few decades. It has slowed down in the last 10 years. But if we pick up through technology and innovation, then we should be able to reach this target.
We know of the FAO's role in agriculture. What is its role in aquaculture?
Well, it's basically the same. We are the UN agency who has been entrusted with leading the technological advancement and being the neutral forum for negotiating agreements and best practices in the industry and capacity development. On that basis, there are environmental and ecological implications which have to be taken into account. But we believe that we can do that without detriment to the environment. In aquaculture, we are now culturing around 600 species, which is way beyond what we are culturing in our livestock industries. And we still believe that out there, there are other species that could make a contribution and that there is a sort of a wealth of biodiversity that could contribute to food security, nutrition security and poverty alleviation and human well-being in the next decades.
The practice of aquaculture seems to be rather big in this particular country, the United States. What is the situation in developing countries? Do they have the know-how to do that?
90% of aquaculture production is in Asia, and 60% is in China. The rest, 10%, is in the Americas, Europe, and Africa. So from that point of view, I draw the conclusion that the possibilities for increased productions are great because you have these large continents with their large water bodies that should give us the opportunity to culture fish in fresh water. So I'm pretty optimistic that we can do well in this sector in the coming decades.
Would the FAO help the small island developing states in mastering the art of aquaculture?
Oh yes, we've got special programs for them, and particularly in the South Pacific where we've been running workshops on an annual basis for a number of years now and have great hopes for aquaculture there, but not just in the islands or in the oceanic environment, but also inland, for instance, in Central Asia, where we think there are possibilities for freshwater aquaculture, which could in the same way as on the islands contribute quite considerably to food and nutrition security.
One final question, sir. Is FAO hopeful for the future of fish stocks to meet the needs of the burgeoning world population?
Yes, we are hopeful. We have a lot of knowledge and technical experience, so I think we could provide the way forward to solve most problems. And if we don't have the solution, we could, within a reasonable amount of time, we could find the solutions. But this is always the question of political will, and where there are competing interests, then the parties need to negotiate and reach a conclusion that is good for all. And we are always there to support them and help them in doing that.